This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. That tornado that ripped through the Texas town of Perryton killed three people, including at least one who died in what the fire chief calls a direct hit. The AP's Donna Warder says there's a lot of damage.
The cleanup has begun in the Texas town of 8,000, located just south of the Oklahoma line. Video from TV station KVII showed flattened structures, destroyed vehicles, and debris scattered everywhere. And Perryton residents are still trying to process the widespread destruction. Emergency officials say at least one person was killed in a mobile home park that took a direct hit in the Thursday afternoon storm. I'm Donna Warder.
Several federal agencies have been breached by a Russian ransomware gang, says Homeland Security. But Washington isn't worried. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, is talking about this.
The C10P ransomware syndicate is among the world's most prolific. It announced last week on its dark website that its victims had until Wednesday to get in touch to negotiate a ransom or risk having sensitive stolen data dumped online. A senior CISA official says they've seen no evidence to suggest coordination between C10P and the Russian government. Neither the U.S. military nor intelligence community has been affected. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The effort to expand internet access to every home in this country is getting some big help. $930 million in grants to shore up connections in remote parts of Alaska, Texas, and dozens of other places, so says the Commerce Department. He's out of the hospital, Pope Francis, and the surgeon who operated on him says he's well. Francis had abdominal surgery. A U.S. nuclear-powered submarine has arrived in South Korean waters after North Korea resumed missile tests. This is AP News. Now to what Russia's accusing Australia of. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with this story.
Russia's accused Australia of Russophobic hysteria for cancelling the lease on the land where Moscow wanted to build its new embassy. The Australian government judged the plan to be a security risk because it was too close to Parliament House. Parliament passing emergency legislation blocking the lease on Thursday after Russia had won a federal court appeal last month against local Canberra authorities' decision to do the same. The Russian embassies responded by posting on social media a condemnation of Australia's actions. Australia's Prime Minister has explained the urgency as a need to prevent the site becoming a formal diplomatic presence. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Wake up early this weekend to catch a celestial sight. Five planets will line up in the sky before sunrise on Saturday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.